Every day, Izzy gets emails by Trinity of One. Read by
The Lord of La Mancha as Buttons.
15 as Lucius.
Next batch as Izzy.
How old are we as Frenchie?
Tipsy Kitty as Edward.
Dara Liz as Steed.
No connections as we John.
Jop as the Sweet.
And Pizina as the narrator. Summary. Ye old emails are enough to drive the strongest man to the brink, and Izzy Hands is already teetering. The worst thing that has ever happened to Izzy, and it's a long and competitive list, is that Frenchie, Buttons, and Lucius got together and came up with the idea of training Buttons' birds.
They're their own birds, you pulling wazzick!
To carry messages. Now, everyday communications come in from fuckers across the Caribbean, from up and down the colonial coast, even all the way from fucking England. Izzy does not want to hear from any of these people. Worse, he does not want to have to reply to any of these people. And, frankly, it should not be his job. Fine, sure, Frenchie and Buttons cannot write. But why shouldn't Lucius, whose entire role is to be a scribe?
Don't know the answer to all these technical things, though, do I? I just have to ask you. Inefficient.
You could ask your fucking captains.
Lucius flutters the scrap of paper in his hands.
Do you really think we should be bothering Blackbeard with this tiny little question about resale rates for...
Fine. Fucking give it here.
And then, somehow, it's his responsibility. All of it, by default. Add it to the fucking list. And the thing is, Izzy likes to work. He prefers to have a comforting list of tasks to occupy his time. Is relieved, always, to feel necessary. Useful. But now, every time he hears the squawk of a seagull winding its way down towards Button's outstretched arm, his stomach drops. Sea mail for you, Mr. Hands. He feels like he's going to be sick.
What about that one we got earlier?
Frenchie asks.
About my lute strings. Have you written them back yet? Can you tell them I want a full dozen instead of a half?
Oh,
adds Edward, passing him and thumping a warm hand against his back.
And if you hear from Jackie, will you tell her I hope she's well? She's always saying she hopes she finds us well. Surprisingly sweet of old Jackie.
She doesn't...
But Edward's in one of his cheery moods, and Izzy can't quite bring himself to shatter it by explaining that Jackie has obviously outsourced her email communication to an assistant, much as Edward has done, without realising, and she doesn't give a flying fuck if they're well.
Did we ever receive a reply regarding that offer for the bolts of silk?
Asks Bonnet.
Circle back if you would, Izzy.
Before Izzy can snarl a reply, there's another caw, yet another bird descending toward Buttons. And behind it, oh God, another. And another.
Do your fucking birds not have any fucking sense of...
Izzy sputters at Buttons, half-finished reply crumpling in his hands.
Of work-life boundaries?
His quill cannonballs out of his grip, bouncing off Buttons' forehead and leaving a smudge of black ink as the scowling Scot stomps forward through a curtain of flapping wings and dropped paper, growling at Izzy's insult. But Izzy hardly cares. He beats a retreat to his cabin and slams the door. On the small desk sits another pile of unanswered emails. The top one has a red exclamation mark inked at the top, next to the words, "Most urgent." It's an invitation for the gentleman pirate to speak at an upcoming event. We cannot offer compensation. However, as you continue to build your brand, this is a rare opportunity for invaluable exposure. Izzy's scream is no doubt loud enough to wake the Leviathan. He doesn't care. Sometime later, there is a knock on Izzy's door. He doesn't look up from playing Candy Crush, a game of Roach's invention, in which you crush pieces of stale boiled sweets into a fine powder with a little hammer. It's all Izzy's brain has been able to handle for the last 3 hours.
Izzy,
Edward calls, knocking again more urgently. He is not traditionally good at waiting, but has clearly made an effort to become better when it comes to entering Izzy's private space. Izzy sighs and shouts,
"Fucking what?"
The door opens, and Edward's head peeks around the frame.
"Prezzy for you, Iz."
"Yes,"
says Bonnet, also appearing.
"We bring gifts."
"I made the gift,"
shouts Frenchie from the hallway.
"I helped,"
bellows Wee John.
"And I designed the lettering,"
brags Lucius, much closer, a smug whisper from over Bonnet's shoulder.
"You're all going to break the fucking door,"
Izzy snaps, standing and jerking it out of Edward's grasp. There are way too many people piled into the corridor. Even Buttons, glaring a beady-eyed glare at Izzy, Olivia making the twin expression from his shoulder.
"Well, what fucking is it?"
"That's not a very courteous way to receive a..."
Bonnet starts, but is interrupted somewhat when Edward and Frenchie step apart to unfurl a flag in Izzy's doorway.
"Ooh,"
reads Izzy.
"Oh,"
agrees the Swede, waggling his fingers like he's casting a spell.
"No,"
says Lucius, elbowing him out of the way.
"Oh. It stands for out of office."
"We can fly it when you've had too many sea meals for a bit and need a break,"
Frenchie says.
"Pirates don't get breaks,"
Izzy says. Dismisses Edward extravagantly.
"Everyone deserves a break."
"Especially our hard-working first mate,"
chimes in Bonnet, grinning far too broadly and brightly.
"Plus,"
whispers Edward, leaning in towards Izzy's ear.
"All those fucking birds are shitting everywhere. Deck looks like the aftermath of the world's worst orgy."
Izzy's lip curls in disgust. For some reason, this makes Edward grin.
"There's such a thing as too much easy communication, isn't there?"
Edward says, louder, in his captain's voice, for the whole crew to hear.
"It'll do us all good to be a little less available. Build mystique."
There's a murmur of approval at this. Who doesn't like mystique?
"Had a fun idea for some sea mails we could send to the British Navy, though,"
Frenchie says, as he folds up the flag and hands it to Izzy.
"Oh?"
asks Edward.
"Yeah, if we can figure out a way to disguise who the gulls are coming from and use our messages to fish for information."
"I love your brain, mate,"
Edward says, trailing after Frenchie as the crowd disperses. Eventually, only Bonnet and Lucius are left. Into the awkward silence, Lucius asks,
"Have you been playing Candy Crush?"
Izzy folds his arms.
"So what if I have?"
"Did you know that if you hit the rainbow ones against each other,"
says Lucius, pointing,
"they'll explode and..."
"I know,"
snaps Izzy.
"What do you fucking want?"
"We're here to help you get through your backlog of sea mails,"
Bonnet says, stepping over the shattered candy pieces as he sweeps inside.
"And then we can all go put up your OOO."
"It doesn't take 3 people to raise a flag,"
Izzy grouses, still clutching the fabric Frenchie embroidered. He does like the detail of the little skulls in the circles of each O. Really drives the point home.
"But getting through all these might take an army,"
says Bonnet, riffling through the unanswered sea mails on the desk.
"Goodness, Izzy, this really is a lot of work. Why didn't you say anything?"
"I was handling..."
Lucius cuts him off.
"I'll start answering as you, shall I?"
he asks, producing a quill. Then he lowers his voice in what he surely thinks is an accurate, or at least comical, imitation.
"Fuck off. Fuck right off. I hope this finds you well. Now fuck off."
"That's very good,"
says Bonnet, separating his own stack. Leafing through a few, he tuts.
"Really? So few of these are worthy of your time and attention, Izzy. You're the Revenge's first mate. You shouldn't be wasting. Oh, a speaking engagement. A tremendous opportunity for brand exposure.
No.
No.
Say Izzy and Lucius, together. Lucius intercepts the seamail and crumples it into a wad, which he tosses toward the junk pail. He misses. Izzy sighs and sweeps it up along with the crushed candy before accepting his portion of the seamails and the fresh quill Lucius passes him. There's barely enough room at the desk with all three of them crammed in together. Bonnet hums as he works. Lucius offers frequent and inappropriate commentary. It should be extremely annoying. Izzy sips at the coffee he took a break to fetch them. But, he figures, it's a living. The end. Thank you for listening.